in the dark. While the fevers grow, under the water, where the shark bubbles blow. In the morning, by your radio, do the walls close in to suffocate you? You ain't got no friends, and all the others that hate you. It's the life you've been leading, you gotta go. Now tell the truth. Let me straighten you out. Out of place I know. Now get your shoes and socks on, people, because it's literally right around the corner. Up through the night and the whispering breeze, through the place where the beacon has a very disease. Out through the night and the whispering breeze, through the place where the beacon has a very disease. Call this stupid disease bromidrosis, and well they should. But us regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional python know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of stank fart. Yes, that's very true. Hey, listen, buddy, if you're gonna sell t-shirts, don't do it in the middle of the concert. Take them outside someplace. Anybody else who's walking around the audience with t-shirts, get the fuck out of here. That pisses me off! I didn't know such things existed. A guy walking in front of the stage with a fucking t-shirt to sell to somebody. Well, you live and learn. Scientists call these t-shirts bromidrosis, and well they should, but us regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional buy that boot know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of commercialism. You know, my python boot was too tight, couldn't get it off last night. A week went by, now it's July, finally got it off. My girlfriend cried, you got stink foot. Stink foot, darling. Your stinking foot puts the hairs on my nose. Stink foot, I ain't lying. Can you rinse it off, do you suppose? Now this is the first sterling example of real live Detroit style audience participation. Let's get ready for this. This is going to be one of the big ones. It's very simple, you know. A lot of people that do rock and roll shows want to get the audience involved, and they ask them to do hard things like keeping time for the music. We're not going to do that. All we need is a girl. We need a girl, maybe several girls, who will actually kiss this ugly son of a bitch right here. Just put their mouth right on the end of this stinking replica blue foot. Do we have that? I know we do, right there on the corner, just looking at you, the way you're dressed, the way your hair is, the way your glasses are tastefully poised on the top of your head. Your lips are destined to come in intimate contact with this foot. What do you say? You say no? Of course you say no. They always say no at first. Are you ready? A girl with good taste. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give you one more chance to redeem yourself. Perhaps you're just entirely too well groomed to actually, yes, that's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Cher. Well, we'll put the foot away momentarily because we have some important things to show you. Many of these things that you'll see tonight are actually sick! the beginning, God made the light. Just like that. Shortly thereafter, God made three big mistakes. The first mistake was roughly entitled, The Poodle. Check him out. Our guest poodle tonight is Frenchie. Now on God, say hi to Frenchie if you don't mind. When God first decided to build the poodle, actually it was a mistake because he wanted to build a schnauzer. He did fuck up. He knows it now. He did fuck up with the poodle. The original poodle had hair evenly distributed all over its small, piquant, charming, canine-type body. Then God made these other two mistakes. Mistake number two was man. Mistake number three was woo-man. Woo-man has always been extremely clever, even since the olden days. And man has always been extremely stupid, even since the olden days. And any woo-man will tell you that. Of course, that's not the problem with the poodle. The woo man looked at the poodle with lust in her heart. She wanted to find a way to appreciate, to find a deeper appreciation of the poodle's snout area. However, she did not wish to do this with poodle hair sticking out all over the place. No, 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 that would have been too common. The poodle of her dreams had to have a disco look. So she devised a plan. She turned to the man and she said, "Sucker, go get a job." And the man got up off of his booty, left the Garden of Eden, went out, got a job pushing a broom for about $1.298 an hour. And then he came back and gave the money to the woo man, who immediately took the money, left the Garden of Eden herself, and went to the nearest hardware store to purchase some scissors, some clippers, and a pair of zircon encrusted tweezers. That's right. She came back and she did a J-O-B on the D-O-G. She cleaned off his B-A-C-K, his T-H-O-R-A-X, his T-U-M-T-U-M, and here, right in this area near Flint, she removed the tiny brown particles that were so unattractive in those days. Then she tweezed thoroughly around this area here to reveal the little red flannel, succulent, pink, moist, titillating, poodle-type tongue, and then induced the dog itself to squat on its hind legs, as I will now demonstrate. Can you all see the dog squatting? Well, just imagine the dog is squatting, because the next part you can understand really good. The dog is squatting, see, for those of you who can't see him squatting, and then the woo man goes over and sits on the dog's snout, making it go up inside of her mystery zone. Little black poodle lips and all, including the whiskers and all the little hair on the chin and everything, as I will now demonstrate. Somehow or another, while she was down there, she managed to look deep into the eyes of this aforementioned poodle. And she said these words. Your dirty love, like the mites of Eden, just a dragon on the altar. Dead man, your dirty love, like a peaceful nation with a dragon on the altar. I don't want your sweet devotion, I don't need your cheap emotion. Pick me up a little dragon lotion for your dirty love. That dirty love, your dirty love, that dirty love. Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bound drawer. Give me your dirty love, I don't believe you've never seen it done before. I don't want your reservation, don't require your perspiration. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. That dirty love. Your dirty love. That dirty love. Did it up just like your mama make that fuzzy little girl. Did me, you did it up just like your mama make that last little change. I like all your cheap aroma, your little bo peep diploma. I just put you in a coma. I was so did it up, that did it up, that did it up, that did it up. Poodle bites, poodle chews it. Poodle bites, poodle chews it. Poodle bites, and the poodle chews it. Poodle bites, and the poodle chews it. Poodle bites, and the poodle chews it. Yes, a poodle bites, and the poodle chews it. Poodle bites, and the poodle chews it. Poodle bites, and the poodle chews it. And the next song we have is about a subject that is very complex. This is a complex subject because this subject is higher education. Some of you may have already come into intimate contact with, I'll wait till later for that. Some of you might have already come into contact with higher education and will probably understand these lyrics very well, because the name of this song is You Are Going to Wind Up Working in a Gas Station.
This is all my adventure song. If it does, it's because you're dumb. That's the way it is where I come from. Been there too, let me see your thumb. 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 Let me see your thumb, let me see your thumb. Let me see your thumb, let me see your thumb. Let me see your thumb, let me see your thumb. Show me your thumb if you're really dumb. Show me your thumb if you're really dumb. Show me your thumb if you're really dumb. Show me your thumb if you're dumb. Where's mine? Hey now, better make a decision. Be a moron and keep your position. Now keep your position. You wanna know now all your education. I know your education won't help you know how you're gonna wind up working in a gas station. 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 Pumping the gas every night. Pumping the gas every night. Wind up working in a gas station. Wind up working in a gas station. Pumping the gas every night. Pumping the gas every night. Wind up working in a gas station. Wind up working in a gas station. And the camera wants to buy some wine. And the camera wants to buy some wine. Why, huh? And the camera wants to buy some wine.